Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Great Divide. I'm here tonight with a very special guest, a friend of mine, Salty. He's the founder of the Separate the State, Conquer and Divide, which is a movement that wants to separate New York into three states, New York City, Long Island, and upstate New York. Separate the electoral votes so that Long Island's votes and upstate New York's votes actually count and aren't dictated by the mass population that's blue in New York City. Salty's also a founder of another movement called Southern Lab Majority. Salty, tell us about what the Southern Lab Majority is all about.
Yeah, definitely. We have that movement as well. But, you know, just to touch on quickly, Separate the State, you know, that's a big focus while we're still up here in New York. And, you know, basically exactly what you said, man. I mean, we are nonstop every single day. And, you know, we talked about doing some stuff in Albany. Next time we get on here together, we'll talk about that, because we definitely made a couple more contacts in Albany, and we're calling it like a bang bang weekend. We're going to go up there, and it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday layover, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to be staying, because we have that many people lined up that are trying to back the movement from upstate. So big things going on for Separate the State. We appreciate everybody who, you know, is following us, people who are, you know, people that I never thought like I'd work with, you know, I'm working with, and it's pretty cool to see all different, you know, forms of people coming together and working on a plan, you know, guys in their 60s, guys in their 20s, guys in their 80s, guys in their 30s. So it's cool. But yeah, we do also have the Southern Lab Majority, and man, it's real simple. The South, deep roots in the South. Anybody who knows anything about the South knows that nobody does it like the South. Nothing happens like the South. I mean, there's a reason why everybody wants to go there when they retire, because there's nothing but, you know, gorgeousness, as we want to call in the South.
And lower taxes,
you know, red areas. But the big thing is Southern Lab Majority, real simple, plain and put, is it's a 13 state collective movement of 13 Southern states. And those 13 Southern states working in conjunction with one another and any outside state as well, that wants to preserve Southern ideals, Southern values, and the Southern way of life. Because we know it's very, very, very populated down South now, with so many Northerners, Westerners, anybody really retiring, they're going down South. Sure. And look what happened in Georgia. It flipped blue, whether they lied about it, changed machines, whatever that had happened, you know. We want to make sure, as the Southern Lab Majority, that we're working in conjunction specifically in the South, but with anybody willing to work with us, that we keep the South, and the ideals the way they are, and that they don't end up like, you know, places like New York, New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. You know, the list goes on. The Northeast is a total disaster in their politics and their way of life, everything. So Southern ideals, that's all it's about, man. Just being proud of the South and embracing heritage. And it's very important that I say embracing heritage and not hate, because, you know, everybody thinks like, oh, pro South, pro this, pro that. Yeah, we are pro South. We're pro sitting on the porch, drinking sweet tea, you know, having six dogs, shooting guns, you know, enjoying life, loving your family, reading the Bible, going to church on Sundays. I mean, just the Southern ideals. That's what the Southern Lab Majority. Down South, they've always been loud. They've always been loud. That's why they've always been red, you know, and we just want to make sure that we preserve the Southern way of life. That's the whole thing behind the Southern Lab Majority movement. And we open everybody up to, we want everybody to be loud. I don't care if you're from the Northeast, if you're from California, West, it doesn't matter where you're from, but we got a special place in our heart for the South. So that's why the Southern Lab Majority exists, and we'll be working strongly on that movement as well. And you'll see some wild stuff that we've spoke about coming up.
Sure. And you're going to, and preserving that those conservative values and trying to you know, preserve the keeping the South red and those states red, and encouraging some blue areas down there, to hopefully that you can, you know, get people registered to vote the right way, I like to say.
We can try our best. Yeah,
that's all you can do. And you know, and Lord knows that, you know, if there's anywhere in the country you want to go to have less restrictive gun control from the left, is the South is where you want to go, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to, you know, tragedies happen every day. We see it, we hear about it. Well, we hear about most of them. We hear about what they want us to hear about. The most recently, we had that mass shooting in Atlanta, Georgia. We had a 21-year-old kid go to with three massage parlors, start shooting up the place. Eight of them were Asian women. I believe there was one or two Hispanics and a white male, I believe. But it's hard to remember that because everyone, when this happened, everyone on the left and the mainstream media immediately assumed it was a hate crime against Asians. And the perpetrator, the psycho that decided to shoot the three massage parlors up, said himself that he had a sex addiction and he was trying to eliminate his temptations. And usually, and I'm sure you'll agree, when somebody does something as a hate crime, when they're racially motivated to do it, they're proud of that and they will come out and say that. You know, I'm not giving this kid any credit. He could be a liar. The investigation's still ongoing. But as of right now, and this happened, you know, quite a bit ago, almost a week ago, right? That there's no indication that this is a hate crime against Asians. But you know, Chuck Schumer, you know, hours after this happened. I don't even know how it wasn't that many hours after it happened.
Yeah, it he wasn't puts out much. I think it was like 2 hours, you know.
He puts out a Facebook post about, you know, we need gun control, and I'm going to bring it up in the Senate, and the other Democrats jumping in, Obama, Biden, just politicizing it. And then, you know, look what happened just, what is it, yesterday? Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, Boulder, Colorado. Another, I believe he was 21 years old also, walked into a supermarket and killed.
It's just funny, though, because, you know, and like I said, they want to call it what it is. They want a gun grab right away.
Gun grab.
The immediate thing. It's the gun grabbers. Immediately they want to say, you know, the gun grab. You know, what are we going to do? Racially motivated or not, I can't turn my fact away from the kid's name of what happened in, you know, Colorado.
Well, yeah. I mean, that it was already they looked up his Facebook, which they took down right away. Yep. You know, he apparently was an ISIS sympathizer. Again, it's the invest. I'm the type, let the investigation take its course, exactly. And we never assume anything. But
I'm just so tired of white guy does something wrong, hate crime. Mm-hmm. Muslim does something wrong. Oh, we need to get the facts. Like, let's just let the facts play out in everyone's scenario and let the investigation continue the way it should. They're both psychos. They're both nut jobs. You know,
and immediately, you know, again, when this happened yesterday, every Democrat, you know, started with their social media about the gun grab and the big bad evil AR-15 type rifle that was used, and assault rifles and high capacity magazines and gun control, shoving it down everybody's throat.
Weapons of war,
which we know
every
the AR-15
is
not.
Of war.
Exactly. It's a weapon of war. But then they started walking back because when it happened, you know, every Democrat went, oh, please be a white guy. Please be a white guy. Please be a white guy.
Of course,
and now,
of course.
Right. Now it's coming out. The guy is a self-proclaimed Trump hater, ISIS sympathizer. All these Facebook posts showing it. He bought the gun a week ago. You know, he planned
already
this.
Was on the registry list as being watched by the feds because he had three prior assault charges on people in the school district.
I didn't hear that one yet.
That one I didn't hear.
Which makes you they
had
also
four misdemeanors and had no right owning a gun, and the gun that he owned wasn't even legal to him.
Well, that's he bought it 6 days ago. But I'm trying to see. I haven't seen anything. I'm sure it'll come out on where he got it and how he got it. I haven't seen anything on it yet.
I haven't not either. I just know that it was, I read some speculation that it was not a legally purchased firearm, like with a background check and an FFA, you know, the whole nine yards.
Well, if what you're saying is correct, and he has a criminal background, I would assume that he wouldn't pass that criminal background check. Well,
especially if you have violent crimes in your past. Right. You know, we're not talking about a petty drug charge or something that happened 20 years ago. You're talking about a few years ago. He's got 3 violent crimes.
Wow, I gotta check that out. I was trying to read up, you know, it's early on. I was trying to read up more on it earlier, but I haven't found anything. I only saw that they. That he bought the was a Ruger rifle. Was it AR?
It was an AR-556 pistol style. They call them. That's their new. That's their new gun grab. Is they're wanting to go after the introverted, smaller sized ARs because they say, oh, you can conceal the AR now. You know.
So you know, obviously we're gonna hear what comes out in the next weeks, months, whatever it is. Now, the problem is, you know, the House, they've already passed some nonsense, you know, gun laws in the House, expanding background checks and other things with buying guns online. It's not in the Senate yet. But now, you know, today the president came out that he's not going to wait another minute. There's rumors about executive action, which to me, to anybody, it's unconstitutional. But now we have this. Right, we have this H.R. 2127 lingering now, and that's the big gun bill. You know, that's the big one. They banned high capacity magazines and assault rifles back in 1994, and then it expired in 2004. But to anyone that's listening, watching, an AR-15 is not an assault rifle. An AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite. Model 15, which was manufactured in the 50s by the company Armalite. That was the company that started. So, and they have to realize also that semi-automatic rifles are not assault rifles. Semi-automatic rifle, you pull the trigger once, one bullet, one round exits the barrel. The faster you pull the trigger, the faster rounds will come out of the weapon. But it's the same thing as a semi-automatic handgun, a Glock 17, a Glock 23. So a handgun, which you can conceal 6 of them on you, and Glocks can take, they have 30-round magazines for Glocks. They have 10, 17-round magazines, high-capacity magazines. So you can have 6 of them on you, and as fast as you pull the trigger is as fast as rounds are going to come out of that weapon. But people are scared of the AR-15, the big black evil gun. And that's what everybody, and they're convincing people that don't know anything about weapons that the AR-15 is an assault rifle. It's a military rifle. I have conversation, I'm sure you do too. So many people say, well, what do you need an AR-15 for? You know, an AR-15 is not a hunting rifle. You can hunt with it. To me, an AR-15 is one of the best self-defense weapons because it's easier to control and it's more accurate than a handgun. So and
what they fail to realize is, you know, they want to ban AR-15s. They can do no more damage. You made an excellent point. I mean, I've seen down south, you know, 9mm, and guys put what they call slides. A slide is a 60-round clip that goes into a 9mm. Sure. And now you can have 2 9mm, one in each hand. Yep. And if you got a 60-round slide on each 9, you're talking about 120 rounds.
Yeah. They have the drums.
You can simultaneously fire. And you can plug a drum into it if you want to. If you really want to go heavy. And now you got 100 rounds.
Yes, you can.
So you could, I mean, they can, it's very simple. It's the Second Amendment.
Right.
It's written out. It's very clear. It was written by the forefathers. It's the Constitution. It's the reason it was written. It doesn't matter what it's for. It doesn't matter what way they want to spin it.
Right.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean it can be infringed a little bit. It doesn't mean we can step on it over here, but not over there.
No.
Black guns are bad. You know, purple guns are good. No high capacity. It means that you can't regulate.
Exactly. And, you know, protect the people against a tyrannical government. You know, the militia is the people, not a militia, not ABC militia. We're not talking white supremacy or anything like that. The people. to protect us against big government. You know, big government that the left wants, the big government and the control, and to disarm and to confiscate and to buy back. But this H.R. 27, I mean, when you read it, it's scary. Like I say to myself, this
bad, dude.
Listen, if I don't see it, I don't see it going through the Senate because I don't see 10 Republicans jumping over to the Democrats. And that's why they want to, they're fighting to try to do away with the filibuster, the Democrats, mm-hmm. or change the filibuster. But because if they got rid of the filibuster, oh, then it's over. They'll it's pass over. Anything with a 50-50 vote. And
the same thing now. They're also, I heard today that they don't want to separate any state. You know, this was when I started to separate the state.
Right.
You know, we heard from everybody. They're not separating any state. They're not bringing any new states. And they're not doing anything with new states. You're not going to ever do this. It's never going to happen. Well, all of a sudden, we want to shoo Washington, D.C. in as a state so that they can have a Democratic stronghold in the House. So what do you think they're going to do with that stronghold in the House?
They had hearings yesterday about D.C. statehood, about talking about it, because it'll add two senators. And we know what D.C. is. It's a Democratic swamp. So you're going to get two Democrat senators out of there. And, you know, the same thing would happen if they did it to Puerto Rico, most likely, if they made that a state.
Absolutely.
I don't see it happening because they'd have to change the Constitution. It would have to be an amendment of the Constitution.
Just have to step on it like they're continuously doing.
they're good at doing that. This,
you don't ever hear him saying, "Let's split red states up."
No,
you know,
no, you don't. And you talked about concealing handguns and the ability to get high capacity rounds for handguns. And you could get those high capacity drum rounds for handguns. I've seen them. I mean, people go on YouTube and look up handguns. The shooting at Virginia Tech, handgun,
mm-hmm. yep.
all handgun Virginia Tech. And so I actually, talking about this, I got some stats together. I wanted to share a few things so between 1982 and March of 2021, there was 143 different handguns used in 95 mass shootings. It was 121 total mass shootings. So handguns were involved in 78% of the mass shootings from 1982 to March of 2021. But they don't talk about that. More people are killed by knives than rifles. The AR-15. The AR-15 is not the everyone said the AR-15 is the weapon of choice in mass shootings. It's not. The statistics are there.
They want you to believe that it is.
And people aren't. They have to just open their eyes and look, because the media is going to say what they want, and Let's you want to talk about gun control. You have, let's talk about Chicago, right? So Chicago is supposed to be a gun-free city.
Yeah.
Well, so we had this is interesting too, because it goes back to the left.
They call it Chirac.
Right. So they go back with so we have Atlanta. We have the 21-year-old white kid who shot 8 people. But 6 of them were Asian women. But the mainstream media, nobody cares about those other 3 people that died because they weren't Asian women, right?
Yep.
And then we had this shooting in Colorado where everyone was, because from the looks of the video, it's another white guy. This is great. The Democrats, and it's a Muslim, is ISIS sympathizer. So Chicago, which very diverse city. Heavy black and brown population there, and their gun violence is through the roof. So we had Atlanta and we had Colorado. I'll ask you, Salty, did you hear of any mass shootings that went on March 15th? Did you hear of any mass shootings in the country that went on? So let's define a mass shooting. A mass shooting is 4 or more people in the same place, correct? Right?
Correct.
Deliberate. Okay. So now mass shootings make national news usually, right?
Always.
If it fits the narrative.
Exactly.
If it doesn't fit the narrative, we won't report about that one, right? Well, March 15th, just, what was that? A week ago? Okay.
Yeah.
There was a mass shooting in Chicago. Yes, a mass shooting. And it's reported as a mass shooting by ABC News in Chicago and CBS News in Chicago. 15 people shot, mm-hmm. two dead at a warehouse party.
That's
gang,
right.
Gang related. They haven't said what type of weapon, no suspect in custody. And the biggest part of the story, they named the two people that had died. They were two African-American people that unfortunately died. 15 people shot, mass shooting, one place. And they said, gang related, no suspects. But they're blaming the warehouse owner, the owner of the building, because he's had parties there in the past that they had problems with and zoning issues.
I didn't hear about it. Nobody heard about it.
I stumbled across it today when I was looking up and just researching more information on the Boulder shooting, and I came up with that. But then, oh, wait, there's more. Chicago. So in February of this year, there was 144 shootings. Okay? So far, so we're 3 months.
A low number, too, for a three-month quota in Chicago.
Well, no. Just February, 144 shootings. Since the
Okay, so 1 month.
Since the first of the year to now, today, and, you know, there could have been more, but there's over 350 shootings in the city of Chicago, 2021, and it's March 23rd right now as we're recording this. So my question is, CNN mentioned this shooting. They did not call it a mass shooting. So my question is, why is this one not a national news mass shooting?
Fit the narrative.
Well, is it because all the victims are black in a black community and it's gang violence
Yeah, and then your Black Lives Matter narrative goes out the window, because if they really mattered, why don't they matter in Chicago?
Well,
where is Black Lives Matter? Send them there. Why aren't they on the ground trying to, you know, rip people out of their apartment buildings to try and find out who shot all these people? You know, you want to talk about that? Well, let's throw in there just about 3 weeks ago. Another thing that you might not have heard about, you know, because when these shootings don't fit their narrative, it's mm-hmm. guys like you and me who have to actually dig and find what actually happened, because, you know, looks like a white guy shot a bunch of people. Could be a hate crime. Boom. Mainstream on every network. There ain't another thing on it. Even forgot about the coronavirus for 2 days.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But 3 weeks ago, Detroit, drive-by shooting at an outdoor barbecue. Three young girls, three under the age of seven, killed. Okay? And 17 people injured. In Detroit, at a house party. You know what's very similar? It's the slumlord is mm-hmm. who they're blaming. Mm-hmm. They're not blaming the two black guys that are in custody, you know. They're not blaming that. They don't look at the guns. And you know what's funny? They didn't use AR-15s.
No,
they used 9mm Uzis.
Right. So
it doesn't fit their narrative. So they don't want it on the TV.
Bad guys are going to get guns. Whether we can
don't
have
matter.
We can
heroin
we can,
heroin's illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, in Oregon, but you know, I don't even know what that is. If that's even a state or if it even. Whatever it is. But anyway, heroin is illegal, right? It's on every street corner in every county, in every suburb of every state in this United States. And people are dying from it left and right. So what is making something illegal going to do? You know, locks, what do locks do? They keep people out, right? Well, let me tell you something. Locks were only made to keep honest people out.
Right. You know, but back in the blue bubble that we're in right now, you know, Chuck Schumer, they want to legalize marijuana, which I don't. Hey, listen, legalize it. Everyone smoke it. It's not hurting anybody. And then, but they're legalizing it because it's something they can tax, make money on it. You know, everybody's doing it. Take away every single legal gun. Stop selling guns in the United States. Okay, like some these other countries. Just let's shut down every every gun store. Let's take away every weapon. The shootings in Chicago, the shootings in New York, the shootings in Detroit, the shootings in every inner city will not stop. They will not decrease. People buying illegal handguns or illegal rifles will not stop, will not decrease.
Nope.
But what you'll do is people
increase.
Like right. Well, people like you and I now will have no way to protect ourselves. Because right. Again, it doesn't fit the narrative, so you'll never hear about the NRA member who stopped a church shooting before it got completely out of control. You're never exactly. gonna hear about the mass shootings in Chicago and Detroit. You know, you're not gonna hear about it because it doesn't fit the narrative. But now if a white man was driving through Chicago and stopped at that house party, at that warehouse party, and was the one that shot 15 people and two of them died, and because it was a black party, well now yes, it's a hate crime. And it's race related, and it will be on every news channel. Yep. Why, if we're so concerned about mass shootings and gun control, then why aren't we concerned about gun control in the inner cities? Why aren't, instead of defunding the police, why aren't we allowing the police departments in these cities to do major, major, major gun enforcement? You know, New York City, we're not going to do the stop and frisk anymore because it's racist. But it was
everything's
taking,
racist.
Right, but it was Welcome. Taking illegal guns off the street.
Right, exactly, and that's what it should have kept doing. And I was a huge advocate for it. Stop and frisk. I'm a white man. Guess what? Stop and frisk me. If I'm allowed to have it on me, I'm allowed to have it on me. If I'm not, I go to jail. That's the way it works.
But unfortunately, you know, bureaucratic bullshit and everything else is, you know, it's racist, and you have to go with the flow, and you have to follow the certain narrative and march to the beat of a certain drum. If you want people to vote for you, you want people to like you, and you know, and you don't want people burning down your cities, which you asked where Black Lives Matter was. I believe it was yesterday, or was it yesterday or today? They were up in Rochester at a Wegmans, and they locked 100 shoppers in there, wouldn't let them out. So that's where they were. But you know, and back to Chicago. So it's yesterday, which was the 22nd of March, Monday, on a regular Monday, you know, beginning of the week, everyone's going to work, the week is a work week starting. Shit, it's Monday. Oh, well, in Chicago on a Monday, 20 people shot, 4 dead.
Yeah.
And 11, and that's a span of 11 different shooting incidents on a Monday. Happy Monday in Chicago.
Yep.
So, again, where is the outrage of the gun enforcement of illegal weapons in Chicago, in LA, in New York, in Detroit? It doesn't fit the narrative.
No, it's null and void because of that. Period. End of story. No matter what, we can beat it into the head of every. I own many, many guns. And you know what? Not one of them has ever opened the safe and walked out the front door and decided who they were going to shoot today.
Exactly.
Not one of them has ever been implicated in a crime. And some of them are very, very old. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's the person. It's the person. It's what their motives are. But what we have in our society is they won't come on and they won't say, you know, this person, you know, needed this. This person needed that. This person was deranged. This person was sick. No, they come out and they say, let's ban bump stocks and let's take away high capacity magazines. I mean, if you have mal intent in your heart, I don't care if it's a fist, a rock, a car, a knife, a gun. You want to kill people, you're going to kill them.
You know, the high capacity mag. So we're in New York. We're limited to 10 rounds in a magazine. You know, I own several AR-15s and AR-10s.
Which is garbage. And some other weapons. That they could even restrict that. That's garbage.
100%. But here's my thing. So if you're a responsible gun owner and law-abiding citizen like us, and we have firearms for home defense, family defense, hunting, whatever it may be, most smart people train with the weapons, know how to operate them, gun safety. I'm a big proponent, if you have small children, that they should know what the gun is, what it's for, maybe even how it functions, hands-on, so the curiosity is taken out, so you know. But so the 10-round magazine, if you're proficient in loading and unloading, it really doesn't make a difference if you have that 10-round mag or that 30-round mag, because if you're proficient in that loading and unloading and you have 5 10-round mags on you,
yep,
and you're in that, and someone's crazy enough in that situation, in that mass shooting, they'll be able to load and unload those magazines. And then in New York, the SAFE Act again, how they have the pinned mag, where you can't take the mag out and you have to pull the pin and top load it. But then they have this great idea, because they don't know what they're talking about, is, well, if the AR-15 is featureless, meaning there's no pistol grip, because apparently pistol grips make the gun shoot faster and more proficient, where you just put another type of stock on it. I have one of those as well. And then you can remove the mag. So now you're back to just loading and unloading. So somebody proficient enough can do as much damage as a handgun. The handgun.
Or now what do you do? You create another market, and they start making speed loaders for the ARs, which those are legal. You're totally circumventing the whole entire scenario, because you hate to say this. They're legal, you know, and you hate to say this because you don't want the government to look at you and be like, oh, we need to watch that guy. But unfortunately, most shootings that occur with 30 round clips or greater, less people die. It's shorter clips where more people die. And the reason is, you take a guy like me, you take a guy like yourself, you take guys, you know, that are ex-military, you take guys that are ex-law enforcement, you give them 10 rounds. It's 10 well-placed bullets going in 10 specific directions. Mm-hmm. And usually that's going to lead to a 10-person body count.
Which, again, I'm going to say probably all mass shooters, I can't think of any that are even proficient in their firearms. They either, because they're not buying them legally, they're buying them short time before, they're stealing them from parents, they're stealing them. They're just getting ammo and magazines, loading them, and they're, you know, spray and pray. Unless they're getting close to their targets, like in Columbine, and they're, you know, walking up on kids and shooting them. You know, it sucks. But
it never fits their narrative. I mean, you remember, even you'll probably remember this, and I was a kid when this happened. But I remember following this when I was a gun rights guru when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was raised around guns. Sure. Like I said, I got Southern roots. There ain't a kid in the South that doesn't know about guns by the time they're 5 years old. They all know about them.
Sure.
You know, I remember even back to then, you had guys going around. There was two of them. Okay. It wound up being that they were two black guys. You remember the car with the slide out license plate? And they were going around and assassinating people.
Was that
one after the other?
Was that
Lee
was
Boyd
that,
Malvo?
Was that the sniper? And they had the white
sniper,
sedan?
The DC sniper.
Yeah. Was that a father son or was that?
I believe it was like a
uncle.
Like, they
nephew?
Were like a father son, but it was like an uncle nephew protege type deal. Really? I remember it when I was a child.
Yeah.
Every day we were waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah, the kid was
and
in
every
the
day
trunk.
They were putting, and I, you know what? I said to my wife not too long ago, I said, break out my old paperwork. I want to see something. I was a kid. I was young. And I remember writing stuff down, and I had saved newspaper clippings and newspaper articles. And you know what's funny? The narrative has never changed. No. They were painting that then as to be white guys that were out. They even coined the phrase Timothy McVeigh's. You know, there was all going on. And then it came out that it was two black guys that were hunting everybody down, you know? And you know what? They were using rifles with bolt action rifles.
Like a sniper.
That could fire one round at a time.
Right.
And they were strategically picking people off because, you know what? The one guy was a war vet and he knew how to shoot. He knew how – he was very strategic. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
It never fit their narrative though.
No.
So as soon as it came out that they were two black guys and they arrested them, the same day that that story – grew for weeks. Yep. People were on edge. It died the same day.
The long range rifles, but it all comes down to now the narrative AR-15s are bad. We need to ban them. We need to stop selling them because they're assault rifles, which we know that they're not. But now I want to just get into this before we wrap up this HR 127. The HR 127 by Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas. She brought it up. She's big with the, you know, she holds an AR-15 on camera and says how heavy it is. And I even think she said something about 50 caliber rounds coming out of it.
Yeah, she did. She did. She said 50 caliber rounds,
right,
which I'd love to buy me an AR that shoots 50 caliber.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine that. So HR 127, it's scary. It's scary for everybody because
it's a very scary bill.
This bill wants a gun registry that's available and searchable by the public.
Yep.
I mean the public. So if your neighbor doesn't like you and knows you have guns, they can look up to see what guns you have, where your guns are, all kinds of personal information. They want gun licenses for every type of firearm now, whether it's a handgun or a rifle, and they want you to have a license for ammunition. They want you to have a license to have military antique guns that are displayed in your home that you're not allowed to display in your home anymore because every gun has to be locked in a safe. They want a banned 50 caliber ammo.
Yep.
They want
you have same to, thing with 44 long Colt. Excuse me. They want to ban that as well.
You have to petition the attorney general for those licenses, and of course, it's you know for the foreseeable future, for the next four, hopefully not longer than that, it'll be an anti-gun attorney general. So then they want you to obtain firearm insurance from the federal government at a fee of $800 annually. So now it's $800 out of your pocket if you can even get the license. Okay, they want to ban all kinds of guns like the big bad evil AR-15, certain shotguns, like I said, 50 caliber ammo, any magazine.
They're heavily coming after the Kel-Tec sub 2000s as well because you can break them down and fold them.
Yeah, they're talking about like 200 different guns. No magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Mandatory psychological evaluations by a psychologist. They didn't say psychiatrist. They said psychologist who is certified, who's on the list governed by the Attorney General and the ATF, who's going to talk to you. It's going to talk to everyone in your home and your ex-spouses. So whether you have one ex-spouse or three ex-spouses, you can go to them and talk to them. So if how many people, and it goes for women too, men and women, how many people who ex-spouses would say, yeah, no problem, you can give them a gun.
Exactly.
So they're putting all of these provisions into this bill and want to make it law to ultimately make it impossible for you to own a weapon. They want to pull all civil liability immunity away from gun manufacturers and bankrupt them, so if someone takes their own life with a Smith & Wesson, that the family should be able to sue Smith & Wesson because their family member took their own life with their product. So that means when we're driving down the street and the drunk idiot kills me in his Ford F-150, I don't go after the my family can't go after the driver.
You're going to sue Ford.
They're going to go after Ford.
We're going to sue Philip Morris because, Joe Blow smokes cigarettes.
None of it makes sense. This bill is dangerous. It's going to be a war on the Senate floor. And, we just got to hope, one, that the filibuster is still in play when this thing comes to the Senate. And two, that if it is there, that they can't somehow muster up 10 Republicans, because we know that there are plenty of weak-kneed Republicans, rhinos. Listen, we just had a congressman who replaced Peter King, Andrew
Garbarino.
And now I call him Andrew Grabarino because he voted for those two gun grab.
Yep.
Bills in the House. I mean, are you kidding me? So
it's amazing too with the rhinos, and like you said, weak-kneed Republican. There's so many of them out there, those that are making laws and those that are acting like they're, supporting ones that are making laws. Weak-kneed Republican is like a new thing nowadays to be.
2022 is so important for the midterm election. Donald Trump is out there endorsing a lot of people. They're out there endorsing people all over that hopefully, people are trying to, other Republicans or up-and-coming Republicans are going to try to primary rhinos and weak-kneed Republicans. Yep. I mean, what annoys me is when these congressmen, congresswomen, and senators raise their right hand and swear to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States and then they bring radical legislation like this. You just lied. You just broke your oath. Yep. You're a piece of shit. You just took the Constitution and did the Nancy Pelosi, like Trump's state of address, and ripped it in half. Here you go. There you go. Oh, look. Oh, yeah, here's the Constitution. There you go. This is what Democrats are doing to the Constitution. We're just going to rip
and
it up.
And they rip a little more each day until eventually they'll rip enough of it to where it's not legible and can't be put back together.
Listen, big government sucks. You're not going to convince me. Yeah, I think you're going to convince most conservatives, Republicans. Big government sucks. I don't want a large government. I don't need the government's involvement in my life. Leave the guns alone. Go after the people who were buying guns illegally, who were selling guns illegally, and enough is enough. You know, enough is enough. Listen, my heart.
Really it. Focus your energy into those things that you just said, because that's what needs to be done.
Yep. And it is unfortunate. And, you know, it hurts to hear when people lose their lives senselessly. You know, 9 people shopping and the first police officer that shows up in Colorado, 8 people that are just trying to make a living. You know, I forget about the details around it. These are humans, and they were gunned down. But that doesn't mean that the government should be coming after our guns. You know, listen, I just want, you know, this gun talk has to have more people need to talk about gun rights and the protection of them. People need to get involved, you know, like speaking of get involved, you know, if you got to get, you got to, if you're in New York, you got to get a hold of Separate the State. What is it? It's separatenys.com.
Yes. Separatenys.com. Right? Yep.
And your Southern Lab Majority, you have a website going?
Yep. Yeah, it actually launches. Yeah, it may launch in the middle of the night tonight. It may launch tomorrow, depending on, you know, how jazzed up I am when I get off of here. But that'll also be southernloudmajority.com, spelled just the regular way.
All right. Keep me updated. We'll have you back on and talk about that and other things, you know.
And we're going to be doing a lot with the gun grabbing stuff in the South, because I'm telling you right now, if there's any place in the world that's the last stand, it's going to be in the South.
Yeah, you're not taking Southerners' guns
away.
There's
no taking guns away from anybody in the South. And I'm telling you what, this is not, you know, the old days. They're not fighting with muskets anymore down South. There's no ball and charge and primes. Like, you know, it's so amazing to me, dude. Just like I said, I was in Pennsylvania this weekend looking at, you know, properties and then also taking vacation with my kids. And the fact that I can drive 2 hours away and put my pistol on my side because I'm in a different jurisdiction.
Yeah.
That honors my Florida rights and my Southern rights. You know, it's a different world, you know? It's just – and you're 2 hours away from where you are. You know, you could literally take a piss from Pennsylvania and be pissing into New York.
It's true.
And holding a gun on your hip. But if you were in the other state pissing the other way, you're going to jail and you're doing 10 years. It's ridiculous.
It'd be a felony.
You'll see a lot of stuff with the Southern Loud Majority doing a lot of stuff with guns. I mean, we love guns in the South. I mean, we're all for it. Second Amendment, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. All right, Salty, thanks for joining me. I appreciate
Always
a good time. We'll have you on again, and we'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it, bro.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
God bless.
All right. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.